section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time. Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Hey, I'm Hell yeah.
Picture, if you will, an individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features, nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum radio show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
Fuck this, fuck this.
lonesome blues. Here without you, I've got nothing to do. I'm lonesome blues. Well, in a state of 65, baby, I'm still alive, and somehow I made it on through. Me and this loaded truck got nothing to do with luck. We all gotta pay our dues. And baby, that ain't nothing new. And baby, I ain't nothing but lonesome blues. Fills the room, I'll find a road that never ends. Well, baby, you're better off with someone who's sweet and soft. You'll never have to see me again. Babe, I know you're a little crazy too. And honey, I ain't nothing but lonesome blues. Some blues here without you.
crippling all. You can have my money, I'll drink my swill, and I can see that graveyard at the top of the hill. Sell me at the river, yeah, I'm floating in the mud, but there ain't nothing in it but blood and money, money and blood. You get the lifeboat, I'll get the boat. Yeah, well, I ain't swimming, honey, if I can see the shore. I know in the end comes we ain't burning up in love. It's blood and money and money and blood, blood and money and money and blood. Struggles of a working man. I work outside in the pouring rain when it's cold as ice, when I'm full of pain. It don't matter what I feel inside, long as the job that I'm working gets done on time. The boss man says work's getting slow. Pack up your tools, boys, and head on home. Pour another drink and try to understand. These are the struggles of a working man.
Build things. Do you understand how important that is to the world? I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
I love my wife and I raise my son best I can, better than some. I just found out the other day I got another little one that's on the way. I took a new job down at the factory. Yeah, don't pay much, but at least we can eat. I roll up a smoke and I make a new plan. These are the struggles of a working man. Went down to the river just the other day. Got down on my knees and began to pray. I said, Lord, please won't you understand? Struggles of this working man. These are the struggles of a working man.
I'll tell you what we need. We need some paying gigs. We don't need this messing around, first one patio and then another, and that's ridiculous.
We'll be right back. Yeah, just another little old band out of Texas right there from their album Pride of Texas. That's the Great Texas Hippie Coalition right there. And the last track on the album Pride of Texas, the track's called River Bottom. And man, just fantastic stuff right there. What a kick-ass band. Texas Oilfield Music at its finest right there. Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at FlapDaddy.com. Hope your last couple weeks went well and appreciate you guys taking time to tune in. Wherever you're listening from, and everybody who's on the chat board, as always, and this is Podcast 59, coming out this Tuesday at section86.com, and again, I appreciate you guys taking time to listen to my show, and again, that was Texas Hippie Coalition right there, and I played a track from Bob Wayne and the Outlaw Carnies right before that off his Driven by Demons album. I played track number 11 right there, and the Eric Koskinen Band. A couple songs from Eric Koskinen right there. One of them was a demo that he sent me a while back called Blood and Money. And man, a great song there. And a song called Lonesome Blue off his Mandan Hayseed EP he put out in 2005. And man, what a fantastic artist Eric Koskinen is. And all the music you heard on there, words, everything, producing, production, everything, all Eric Koskinen. And man, DIY right there. And I hope you like that Eric Koskinen Band. And of course, a band out of the 70s, Nazareth. Right before that, a couple songs from them. Whiskey Drinking Woman and Beggar's Day. And I started tonight off a while ago, quite a while ago actually, with a band called Kill Band Call. And a song they got out called Kick 'em and Smile. And I hope you like something out of that set there. Not a bad way to get the Friday night early Saturday morning going here at the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, and got a lot of music to fit into just a small amount of time, really, and I'm going to keep on with the music right now. In this next set, though, there's a band I'm going to be playing, and the band is called The Church of Abject Sorrow. I played them on my last podcast, and I fucked their name up royally, man, and man, I feel bad doing that. It's one thing getting the name of a song wrong, but you know, you want to get the names of the bands correct, and man, I fucked that up. I said the name of the band was The Church of Abstract Sorrow, but indeed, it's called The Church of Abject Sorrow, and I'm going to be playing another song from them in this set, but I'm going to start it off with a band that just sent me some music earlier this week, and you have to bear with me a little bit here. I have a little bit of trouble, but anyway, I'm going to get back into this set here with a band called The Phantom Creeps.
Hey, this is the Phantom Creepers, creepy old Canada. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live on FlapDaddy.com.
Shine in the prisons are wrapped under the tree. fantasize, throw the child on the fire, it's the sea. Vices, let's go to the store.
Why?
Yeah, band right there out of Virginia. The band's called White Knuckle Battery right there. And off their release from 2009, the album's called Of Higher Power. Played a great track right there called Whiskey Demon. And again, I hope you like that track right there from White Knuckle Battery. And right before that, like I said at the beginning of this set here, I played a song from them on my last podcast, and I got their name all fucked up, man. As I do have a couple times, and it really sucked, but I wanted to play them again. Not just because I wanted to get the name right, because the band is absolutely great, but the band is called The Church of Abject Sorrow, and I played track number one there called And the Choir Sings, and the album is called Blessed Sacrament. However you want to pronounce it. But anyway, a great band right there. The Church of Abject Sorrow. And started this set here off with a band out of Canada. Creepy Canada, as he says. The band is called The Phantom Creeps. And played a couple tracks right there. Pretty Little Head and Route 666. Check out all these bands on their MySpace. And man, you won't go wrong one bit. Again, right there, The Phantom Creeps. And what I'm going to do tonight is, man, one of my favorite bands out of the 70s is Molly Hatchet, and of course they've had quite a few hits off and out and quite a few albums at that, but to me the real Molly Hatchet was the first two albums, Flirting with Disaster and of course the very first one, Molly Hatchet. And I'm going to feature a few songs from each of the first two albums right now, and I hope you like this band. Like I said, you know, yeah, a lot of people know them and they've been around for quite a while in different forms, but man, they're not really getting played anymore. I'm going to take care of that tonight. And I'm going to play the real, what I call the real Molly Hatchet. Of course, they went on after the first couple albums without the singer Danny Joe Brown. They went out and had quite a bit of success. But to me, the real Molly Hatchet was off the first two albums. And I'm going to go ahead, like I said, and play that right now. So again, I'll talk to you on this rather long set right here. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com. And this is Molly Hatchet.
Yeah. just to build my fame.
Like me.
Hey, everybody, it's Blake Clayton, your host of It Burns When I Pee at Section86.com, and you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here on Flappadaddy.com. Get some, bitches.
Yeah, and a rather nice long set right there from the band Molly Hatchet. And to me, the real Molly Hatchet was from those two albums I just played right there. Hang on here. Let me see if I can stop the goddamn thing. There. Thing took off on me again. Sorry about that. Anyway, yeah, the first two albums were the real Molly Hatchet, in my opinion anyway. And I took a few tracks off both of the first two albums off of Molly Hatchet's debut album, which was 1976, I believe, entitled Molly Hatchet. And then followed it up with 1979's Flirtin' with Disaster, all with Danny Joe Brown on vocals. And of course, I think they had some troubles, as did a lot of bands around the end of the 70s band, the bands that made it through the 70s. Had a lot of changes. Yeah, you know, one of them, Black Sabbath, and Ozzy Osbourne, and Dio, and all that. Well, you know, Molly Hatchet came across the same troubles. Danny Joe Brown, man, I guess apparently had some drinking problems, which, you know, happens a lot. And that caused him to break up there for a while. And he did get back with the band a couple different times throughout the years. But to me, the real Molly Hatchet was 76 and 79. And again, like I said, I played a few tracks, selected tracks from those two albums right there. And I hope you found something in that Molly Hatchet set that you liked right there. And many thanks to everybody who's on the board with us tonight. And man, they got a good board going, and certainly appreciate that, as I always do. And just want to remind everybody at the shows at section86.com, go there and check it out. And man, you won't go wrong. There's a lot of shows up there. I'm not going to name them all this time. If you want to know what the names of the shows are, man, just listen to any of my past podcasts. I name them off every goddamn time. But just a fantastic site over there at section86.com. And man, Andrew puts up a lot of work for us to keep it going over there. And do us all a favor and check out section86.com. And there's just a wide variety of different podcasts besides my Bootleg Asylum radio show over there. So check that out whenever you get a chance. And as I said earlier, this is going to be podcast 59 coming out at section86.com this coming Tuesday, as it always does after my live Friday night shows. And again, like I told you earlier, I got a lot of music yet to cram in the 2-hour block. I'm going to go way over tonight, I believe, which it can be a good thing. But right now I'm going to get it back into this here band called Overlord, right here from their 1988 release called Full Force. The song here is called Walk Softly.
Questions. easy. Too many times you drift away, back to the place that gives you comfort, back to the place that keeps you sane.
Sometimes, sometimes, December, and it's still damn cold. And I sure hope my car's gonna start tonight. Man, this is getting old. And I could think of a million places that I'd rather be. But it's home instead. It's early to bed because of my MF and JOB. Yeah, my we'll
that's a pretty damn good cover right there of Amos Moses. And man, one of my favorite covers of that song, actually, Josephus and the George Jonestown Massacre, right there doing that great cover. And I hope you like that. The Honky Tonk Hustlas, right before that, from their 2008 album, Hallways of the Always, played track number one off of that called Devil Let Me Be. And man, what an absolutely fantastic band right there, the Honky Tonk Hustlers. And a band right out of Detroit, Michigan, Dupe and the Inside Outlaws, right before the Honky Tonk Hustlers, off an album they put out in 2009 called Everett Belcher, and a couple of great songs there, MFNJOB, and cool song there, and another song called Sleeping Dogs. What a great artist right there, Dupe and the Inside Outlaws. Make sure you check them out on their MySpace for sure. And I started this set off a while ago with a band called Overlord. Actually, they had been out for quite a while. From 1988 until 1993, they put out, I think, two albums, maybe three albums. Anyway, I got a message from them just today, and they're going to go into the studio, supposedly, next week, and going to put out a third, it's either the third or fourth release. And yeah, it's been a long time, but kind of looking forward to it. Played a song, like I said, from Overlord. From 1988, their album called Full Force. Played a song called Walk Softly. And I hope you like anything off of that set right there or throughout the whole night. Many thanks to everybody who's been tuning in with me all night long. I definitely appreciate that. And man, when I'm on my MySpace, I usually post that my show is mostly all about the music. Well, I'm gonna keep up with that right now and get right back into it. I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootlegger Song Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com. This is some Dog Bite Harris.
Well, I'm sick of this shit. I don't give a shit about any of this shit anymore. Well, I burned down some bridges and I kicked in some doors. I've been fighting since the day born. It's a struggle every day just to keep my ass sane. It ain't no easy task to bear. Feeling overwhelmed, as greasy as my hair. Tell me if any
Hi, this is Mitra from Lidance. We're a cyber metal band from Russia, and now we're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio show live on flapdaddy.com and podcasting Tuesdays at the new section86.com and iTunes. Please check out Lidance on myspace.com/Lidance, and our songs are taken from our last EP, Synthetic Breed, which now is available on CD Baby, iTunes, and others. Enjoy! We'll be right back.
nice long set right there. That is Pegasus. And track number one off their album they sent to me, and the track is called The Headless Horseman. And goddammit, I'm digging right now for the track or the album liner, and I can't find the fucker. Oh, it's right here. The album's called Metal Forever, The Best of Pegasus. And yeah, man, great band right there. And like I said, that was track one, and it was taken from the album called The Headless Horseman, title track from that, released in 2002 on Nuclear Blast Records. And man, great band right there. And check out more from them at their MySpace. It's www.myspace.com/PegasusMusic. Or you can go to www.pegasus.net and find out more from this great band. Like I said, basically a best of album they sent to me. Released 2009. And the album's called Metal Forever, The Best of Pegasus. And again, man, there's tracks from The Headless Horseman. There's tracks from their album released in 1999 called Breaking the Chains. And a couple tracks from their album Wings of Destiny, released in 1998. And it has a few tracks from their debut album from 1995 entitled Pegasus. So, man, check more out from them if you can. And the band right before that was called Illidance from Russia. And off their album called Synthetic Breed, released in 2009, played a track off there called Cybergore Generation. And I believe it's the same there, MySpace/Illidance, or Illidance, and a band from Russia. And many thanks to them for sending me that tag. And I hope you like something from that right there. Veins Iced Over was a band I played right before them. Off their 2009 release also, the album was called The Awakening. And I played a track from Veins Iced Over called Holy Water. And I started this set off here a while ago with the merch person for the Bob Wayne and the Outlaw Carnies. And yeah, Dog Bite Harris. And can't remember what track number it is off the album he sent me, but man, I think it may be track number four, but Damn Those Blues is the name of the track I played from Dog Bite Harris. Played him in my podcast 58, the one I had right before this one as well. And I'll be playing him in the future too, man. Great artist right there. And I hope you found something in, well, throughout the whole night that you liked. That's what it's all about, man. Trying to get the music out there as much as I can. And the rest is all up to you guys. And got a lot of good responses from Dog Bites Music, Illidance, and Veins Iced Over, Pegasus, man, out throughout the whole night. Honky Tonk Hustlers, and a band called Overlord earlier. And man, list goes on and on and on. And man, thanks for everybody tuning in tonight. As always, I certainly appreciate that. Got a good chat board going, as we usually do. And Tommy Brewster's on the board with us. Toker Dave, as always. Tap Rat, Heldorado. We got the great Chris Walker. And check out more from Chris Walker at MySpace/ChrisWalkerGuitars. And check out his album called The Pine Cone Incident. You'll never go wrong with that. And don't forget to check out Tap Rat's show called The Rat every Tuesday right here at FlapDaddy.com from 7 till 9 p.m. Central Time. And you never go wrong with a night with a rat. So check out Tap Rat. It's good to have Tap Rat on the board with us. And he's going to be back in the taping some more shows here pretty soon. And look forward to those coming up on his show, The Rat, here in the near future, I hope. And again, that's pretty much my show for this evening. And I'm going to end it with, I was talking about you earlier, or to you about her earlier, Tommy Brewster. If you go to TommyBrewster.com, and man, she's been a good friend of the shows for a long time. And I'm going to play a track of hers right now that I believe she's been getting a lot of response from. Now, I wrote down a bunch of stuff here. She's right now, I believe she has number one, number two, and number five on a blues chart song vault, and as well as her songs, her number two on Blues Vocalist on mp3.com. And the track I'm going to play right now is called You're a Liar, and it's up for a Radio Grammy and a Grammy for the production. And yeah, Tommy does all the work on all this. It's all hers. Vocals, everything that you hear is all Tommy Brewster. And check out more from Tommy Brewster at TommyBrewster.com. And like I said, she's been a good friend of the show, and we certainly appreciate everything she's done for us. And I try to do as much as my little show can do for Tommy. And like I said, she's been getting a lot of attention all around the globe, actually, on all these different music charts. And man, you're going to listen here to it right now and find out what a great singer she is, and actually arranger and producer and the whole nine yards, man. She's all DIY, as is Chris Walker and a lot of the artists I've been playing, Dog Bite Harris, and man, the list goes on and on. It's really cool the way the internet is letting people basically produce their own stuff and get the music out there and, man, keep as much as they can and power in their own hands. And that's what it's all about, man. Power of doing it yourself. And you can't beat that one bit at all. And like I said earlier, that's pretty much my show for tonight. And I'm going to end it with a Tommy Brewster song called You're a Liar. And again, I'll see you guys back here in a couple weeks at the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. So you have a good time, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. This is Tommy Brewster and her song called You're a Liar. You've been listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com. See you later, everybody.
A cheat. You're a liar and a cheat. I don't need you in my life. Can't stand the heat. You tell me love is cruel. Well, here I am, just your fool. But when you hold me, and when you touch me, love is sweet. You take more than you give, but you're my reason. To leave you, can't seem to see you for what you really, really are. 'Cause I love you, God help me, I love you, and I just can't break away. I love you, whatever. Turning out to be just like a hell. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. There is no escape. For me, it's just too late. 'Cause you're in my blood, whether I like it. Oh, you take more than you give, but you're my reason to live. Can't seem to leave you, can't seem to see you for what you really, really are. And I need you, God help. You do to make it feel so good. I'm lost and I'm broken. I can't go on, now I should. You're everything more than that, but you're cheating is there. Yeah.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has just what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Plus, enter code POD149 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.